All right, so here we go. This time for sure. So, how's it going, guys? This is Michael R. Deacon from Collection DX, and I'm joined by some powerful comrades. Identify yourselves.
I'm Josh, J-Man.
I'm Andy as Veer.
All right, so yeah, it's been a year again already, and so we're here to again talk about our experiences at Anime Week in Atlanta 2012.
And the riot it was.
This was a weird year. Not in a bad way, though.
Yeah, especially for you, doing all the extra stuff you never got to do before.
Yeah.
We'll get to that.
Yes,
we'll get to that.
Yes, we will. It's, for those of you who don't know, Anime Week in Atlanta, it's a convention that takes place in Georgia over in the Cobb Galleria Center. Wait. No, it's the Renaissance Waverly Center. I never remember the name.
It's the Cobb Galleria Center. He was right the first time.
Yeah. No, it's the Cobb Galleria Center attached to the Renaissance Waverly Hotel.
Right.
You were right both times.
What it is.
It's like a combiner.
Yeah, it's...
That one part kind of sucks. Never mind.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's...
Shut up, you suck.
It's like Daggett and the Tobot. If one part oversees the other.
You need to shut up right now.
We're already on a tangent.
It hasn't even been 2 minutes.
It has literally been a minute and a half as of 5 seconds from now.
Boy, Jesus. This is not going to go well, I just know it, but... Yeah, so we're just going to go over all the crap we did over this 4-day adventure. And hopefully get you guys to wonder what it is that we do with our spare time.
And money.
Mostly money. But yeah, things started off, this took place the weekend of... September 28th to the 30th. It's usually when it takes place. Mm-hmm. Although the convention starts officially on Fridays, there's a couple events that take place on Thursday. One being our early registration where you can pick up your badge, along with the Super Happy Fun Sale, and one thing that I'll go into detail later after that. Now, because of school and stuff, only I and a... you were there.
I was here.
You were there... We went to pick up our badges for early registration. We did this, and it was a really, really, really long wait. It's kind of annoying because they have 4 windows open for pre-registration, for you to pick up your badges at. You have 1 for group, and then 3 for single and walk-ins, essentially. The group one goes a lot slower than the single one, such that people we knew would get in line after us for walk-in registration and would get done with it before we did.
We learned to hate them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It would be... If they could open up 2 windows instead of just the one, that would be really great.
Are there more groups than singles?
Yeah.
Well, that would make a lot of sense then, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think we had the same gripes last year.
It was.
And the year before.
One thing that I think would help, and I... didn't realize this was a problem, but at the very least, the staff yelled at people to say, if you're not the group leader, get out of line because you're just taking up space,
mm-hmm.
which is very true, but no one listens either, so that doesn't really help. And so, yeah, it ended up reaching a point I had to get ready for this Super Happy Fun Sale that I just had to leave the line and go get that done. And on that note, I really have to throw out major thanks to Dave Merrill, the previous director of AWA, for helping us out for getting a table for a Super Happy Fun Sale again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we are idiots and always forget to register for a table.
What do you mean we? I wasn't even part of that.
Exactly.
That's why you're an equal party, because you didn't sign up for a table.
Right.
Clearly.
Because I had so much
exactly
to sell.
Yeah. Yeah, but for those of you who don't know, the Super Happy Fun Sale, it's basically a giant smorgasmorg.
Smorgasmorg.
You heard me right. Yard sale for anime stuff. Good chance to get some cash before the convention and whatnot. We did the same thing we did last year, where we split a table between the 3 or 4 of us. Except this year we had a lot of stuff to sell, and I mean a lot of stuff. Lots of Transformers, lots of Dogrum, some Gokin, some Gundams,
and a couple of Toynami Alpha Fighters that we just tossed into a box and was like, here, you guys can have those.
We don't talk about those. But yeah, they set it up better this year, because last year they just kind of had like a 20 by 20 grid of tables that were impossible to navigate around, kind of.
Kind of like speed dating tables.
Yeah, sure. If I did those, I'd agree with you.
I watch TV.
instead, this year, they just kind of had a outer rectangle of tables, and then a smaller one on the inside of additional tables. So you can actually walk around and look what you're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
Worked a bit better.
Set up as a right and left hallway.
Mm-hmm. Worked pretty good. I really did not get a chance to look at anything for several hours because I was too busy trying to get people to buy toys. You guys looked around, right?
Yeah.
I looked around a little. I actually didn't get there until like a half an hour or an hour before it shut down due to my class schedule, but
mm-hmm.
I looked around first. It was the same amount of things you would see every year. Just a lot of manga, VHSs everywhere, which is interesting. Figures, homemade stuff. Those are always nice to see.
I just forgot about my Neo. I haven't looked at him since.
There's a reason you forgot about that. Alright. Well, I guess on that note, what'd you guys get at the Super Happy Fun sale?
Pretty much just a little 12-inch Neo.
That's
from
not
the
little.
Matrix.
That's not little. That's 12 inches.
You know, it's a little bit.
That's 1/6 scale. That's high end, man.
Okay.
And coming off the homemade things, I bought a Buttercup keychain for my car keys.
The Powerpuff Girls, not the Princess Bride.
Right, because. Right.
Everyone is going to think that.
Oh.
Immediately.
Thank you for the clarification.
This brings up an interesting point. I'm going to mention this again, but I have to ask you, and I don't know if you have an answer or not. Why weren't they just selling that at the Artist Alley?
I really don't know. Mm. Do you have to also buy an extra table for there?
Yes. Yeah. You have to sign up and all
which
that
junk.
Which
one's more expensive?
Probably the Artist Alley table.
That would make a lot of sense then.
I'll get on that later. I bought some really amazing things. I bought a keychain. It's one of those Mugen Pop Pop Japanese bubble wrap toys, and it makes bubble wrap noises except when it barks at you and something.
Yeah. Also makes cat noises and
sometimes
doors closing,
and doors
bombs
and farts.
Exploding. The farts are the best ones.
No, it's definitely the cat. Definitely the cat. I got that, and I got
what about cat farts?
I bought a Transformers Legends Hound for $1. I think I came on top there.
Selling Transformers just to buy Transformers.
It's
a
vicious
cycle.
Other than that, there's actually one more thing, and I'm really mad I did not get a chance to go to it. I'm going to mention his name a lot this freaking podcast, but Dave Merrill, he used to do every Saturday night a classic anime panel, but it would always take place when he wanted to go to stuff, and so I think as of last year, he just said, screw it, I'm just doing the panel on Thursday instead. Last year I didn't know about it, and this year I was too busy, so I didn't get a chance to go to it until after it was over.
No.
But no, I'm gonna make it there one of these years, I swear. And other than that, after that we kind of met up and hung out with some local buddies of ours, who refused to leave our house until it was like 5 in the morning, I think.
Happens every year.
Yeah. But no, that was that. Now, I'm in the very lucky position that I don't have classes on Friday, so this is the first year I actually got to go to opening ceremonies for once.
I bet that sure was a thing.
Opening ceremonies is weird. There's a lot of people yelling in it. I also got hit with candy, because Dave throws candy at people at the beginning. Apparently that's a thing.
I bet it was old people candy, too. The cheap stuff.
It was Tootsie Rolls. So yes, old people candy.
Yeah.
They were playing. I should mention the guests, who I don't remember the names of. One was H. Naoto, who is a fashion designer, and I know nothing about that.
Mm-hmm.
We got that along with Yu Kikawa, I want to say her name is, and one other voice actress who I feel really bad about not remembering the name of right now, but it ended up being a lot of guests that I wasn't particularly interested in, such that they actually did not end up taking up a lot of my weekend schedule, which is going to be a major thing I'm going to mention later on. But, no, they had, because this is the first year they got, oh man, what's his name, from Power Rangers?
Johnny Young Bosch?
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
He did a thing where he dubbed over some people and talked about how gypsies sunk all of Georgia the first anime week in Atlanta. It was weird. It was really weird.
Gypsies.
I only stayed for 30 minutes of it because after that was the first panel. I think I'm the only one who went to this, right? because...
Which one?
The Prince Planet panel.
No, it wasn't
yeah,
there.
Yeah, wasn't there yet.
Okay, yeah. That was yet again... This should be a drinking game for you guys, by the way.
Yeah.
This was a panel that Dave was doing about an anime that he really liked as a kid called Prince Planet, which is an interesting show about a kid from another planet who has superpowers.
Let me guess, he's a prince, too.
Actually, I don't think he is. No, he's maybe... It was a weird show, but no, it was basically a, it was a 30-minute commercial for a, like, for a Glico, the Japanese candy company.
Oh.
And they released some pretty awesome toys with their candy and stuff. And so that took about a whole hour, and it was good stuff. It's funny, I was like, whenever I go to these panels, I end up just seeing the exact same people every single year at the same panels.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm on, like, almost a name-to-name basis with these people already, it's ridiculous.
I've seen two panels over 2 years talking about the J9 robots. I could go to another one.
There was one the year before. That's the worst part.
Well, I didn't see that one, though.
Yeah, the point being, they do that every year.
I'm okay with
that's,
that.
That's their
always something
much.
To do.
It's because you're a horrible person.
And Seth Stryker is awesome.
Hey. No hating on J9.
Seth Stryker's pretty cool.
Okay, yeah. There we go.
And Bragger totally has a mustache.
After that, you guys showed up, right? Like, you guys got around, like, one-ish or so.
Yeah, around that time.
Okay, 445, one.
Yeah. This is the part where you guys are going to help me, because between these big blocks of schedule, I don't remember what I did at all.
I don't either. I wasn't with you most of the time.
Yeah. Me neither. I sure did walk around a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I sure did go to the dealer's room.
Yeah, actually, that's where we met next, is we went to the dealer's room.
Mm-hmm.
What did you guys think about the dealer's room this year?
It was pretty good. Wasn't quite as good as last year's, in my opinion. The prices seem to get a little worse than last year. Last year it wasn't too bad. This year I saw some pretty horrible price gouging, but for the most part it was...
I don't even know if it's gouging. I think it's just between yen and shipping.
To a degree.
Yeah.
When it comes down to it, they're saying the prices because somebody's going to buy it. If you don't want to buy it, don't buy it.
Yes. Yeah. Like some people we know who bought a Keeper Ranger figure arts. For way more than he should have. Because he has no self-control.
Fine. Oh, he got the stands for free. It's okay.
Oh, yeah. That makes everything work out quite well. Yeah, he's practically making money back at that point.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not like they're not all completely in stock.
No. That would never happen.
The dealer's room for me, since I first saw the dealer's room last year, this year was a little bit not as face-melting. Because I knew what to expect.
Mm.
But... I got to see a lot of stuff I was looking for, and good thing, because I didn't want to get most of it, because it was way too expensive. So that kept me sane, but...
That Moi Moi Zoukun.
It's never going to happen.
Only actually. $200.
Yeah, only $200.
Wizard Bill, only $200.
You could be Zoukun buddies with Sentai Seiya.
I would love to be, but not at those prices.
No.
Mm-hmm. For the most part, for... Majority of the mid-afternoon of Friday, we just kind of farted around in particular.
Mm-hmm.
And then we kind of reconvened at an ancient anime.
Yeah, that was the first time we went to, wasn't it?
Together, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a panel in some of the rooms they haven't used previously in the Cobb Galleria Center. Very small, but very nice rooms. They had candy in them all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And it was good candy.
Good candy is good.
Yeah. But no, it was a panel about... It's exactly what it sounds like, ancient anime, so it was a lot of shows from, like, the early freaking days. Like, we're talking about things made of, like, paper that people took still photos of and then put on film reels and stuff like that.
War propaganda.
Yeah, that too.
I think the newest thing that they showed in that one was 1968.
Yeah, I think that was Panda the Magic Serpent, I think is the one you're thinking of.
Yeah.
Within... Everything else centered around 20s and 30s. Crazy stuff.
Yeah,
nice to see.
It was unfortunate because they were doing their panel on a dying MacBook.
But they were doing it on a MacBook. Too many modifiers there. It was okay.
Okay, yeah. Right. But because of that, the sound and the actual projector output just sometimes would just kind of freak out. Such that the guy running the panel of Rob Fenelon would just have to talk over it, which is okay because Rob Fenelon is kind of a genius.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah, he knows more than I do about things, so
he's a lot. That actually is saying a lot.
Oh
yeah. After that panel took about the full hour. It did And from 5 to 7, I don't know, 5 to 8, I think we ate, but I honestly don't remember at all.
It was all a blur.
Yeah, it's one of the things is that this schedule is like, this schedule was not as jam-packed with stuff I needed to do, such that I spent a lot of my time just kind of wandering and trying to catch up with friends I hadn't seen in a while. Now, 8 p.m., that's when the big old important event happened for the weekend, which
yeah,
was
buddy.
Our is the right word here, because it was a Collection DX panel. Our panel on Japanese toy collecting and anime. And I was nervous as crap for this, guys. I had to pee like every 10 minutes before the panel. And I have to say something, because this really agitated. Let's go with that word, because my panel started at 8, and I got there at 7:30 thinking, okay, there's right. A K-pop panel. there's this panel called K-pop in Japan, and I mean nothing bad against these people. I'm just going to be completely honest here. And it's like, okay, their panel's from 6:30 to 7:30. And so there's 30-minute buffer time so I can make sure I'm set up and prepared for everything I need to do. I think, all right, I'll stop by at like 7:20, 7:25, because they should be finishing up around then.
Nothing bad can happen from this.
I think this panel saw, like, because, for starters, it went way past 6:30, or 7:30, and their panel was very pretty to look at. They used some really fancy schmancy backgrounds and images and
oh, I thought you were talking about the ladies that were actually doing the panel. I was like, oh, you dog. You.
I was too busy staring into the abyss.
That is K-pop.
I don't understand it because it was literally like them listing off. Literally listing off, I'm pretty sure, a like Urban Dictionary sized list of K-pop group names, all of which are, like, some variation of, like, two words, like, 2-floor, or 79J, and K777 butt, and it's just, like,
bar for Rio.
Like, yeah, this is some group that has, like, 5 people in it, and all these girls are 13. This is another group that has 4 girls instead of 5, and they're also 13. This group has 17 people, but they're also 14. And I was just like, oh my god, I can't take much more of this. But no, it reached the point where I'm pretty sure if I didn't intervene, they would have just kept going, because they certainly seem to have enough material to do so, which I think says something about K-pop on the whole, if you think about it. But no, I eventually...
Are you trying to say there's too much?
Me? No. No.
Oh.
No.
How could you ever?
But no, I eventually got the, AWA makes a point to have staff on hand at the panel rooms, one inside, usually one outside, just to make sure everything's going right, but and so I said, hey, I need to get ready for my panel, and it's 7:45 now. Can you please tell them to stop? And so they did, which is pretty great. And so,
Enjoy the picture show.
After that, I put on my collection... No, I actually had it on most of the day. I had my Collection DX shirt on, set up the laptop, set up toys, because it's a toy panel, and kind of went from there. What'd you guys think of this?
I was very pleased to see a very large crowd.
Yeah, that was one thing I was worried about. I was worried that there wasn't going to be very many people there, because I guess in my head I think that there aren't an outrageous amount of Japanese toy fans, despite the fact that we're doing this podcast for the army of toy fans.
Yes, exactly. There was, what would you say, 20, 30 people in there about?
At least 30.
At least 30.
The room was pretty packed. That's one of the good things about AWA is pretty much no matter what panel it is, no matter how obscure or odd, there is always someone who's interested in going to it. Like even that K-pop panel we mentioned just before, that was a completely packed room.
Yeah, it was jam-packed.
Mm-hmm. I was about to say that.
Yeah.
Like even K-pop.
Yeah, but...
The Salaryman mangas, even that had a okay handful of people in it.
Yeah, yeah. I'll get to that in a bit. But, yeah. Panel went pretty well. I told people about old toys, mentioned some Jumbo Machinders and Chogokins and all the good stuff.
Had some really hard trivia questions that no one in the audience but us knew.
Yeah, it's because I had an entire bag of stuff to give away. And I was thinking, okay, I can't ask the really hard questions, so I'll just do really easy questions. And so I asked things like, alright, can someone name some robots that Gonagai did?
Dead silence.
I'm actually recording something. I'm recording the sound of what I got in response. It reached to the point where I was just like, okay, guys, I'm going to show you a commercial for a Japanese robot toy. Tell me what this cart... No. Okay, I just spoiled it. I'm sorry. Tell me what this robot turns into. And it was the Takara X-Kaiser toy from the 90s. And for the like a good minute, the people were just staring at the trailer. It's like, a lion? A bigger robot? And I'm just sitting there at the front, just beating my head into the desk, thinking, it turns into a car! I'm not making this hard, guys! But no, I mean, aside from me just losing faith in humanity, because there is, in fact, faith in humanity, it was a good panel. It gave away some pretty cool stuff, including Osamu Tezuka's Phoenix and Soul Choking's The Bungle and some chibi arts and lots of postcards. Oh, and things went pretty good, though, other than that.
And people learned.
Yes, I think for the most part, all those people in that panel, in that room, did not know about Collection DX before. And I was, in the general whole, did not know a lot about Japanese toy collecting.
We could tell.
So I think I did good work in educating people.
And making them extricate money from their wallets.
Exactly, yes. It's very important.
It's the goal of everything.
At the end of the day, that's what matters.
Yes.
Did you make them spend money?
At the end of the day, they know what Good Smile Company's real goal in life is.
Yes.
Vocaloids, man.
It's more than half their market, isn't it?
Yeah.
Pretty much just Hatsune Miku.
No, they released more. They released more as of recent. There's about three more now.
And I'll never get a Norman Berg.
Nope. Keep waiting.
Those rats.
Alright. Okay, so that took up from our time from 8 to 9 or about. After that, what, did you go to Dominion of the Monkey King or no? I can't remember.
That was a thing?
Okay, that answers my question. No, you didn't. Other than that, we had another hour break where we just farted around. We did that a lot this weekend.
Lots of farting.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing at least we did as a group was, because the thing is, AWA, they do two things in terms of schedules. They give you a quick reference guide, which is a giant piece of paper you can fold up real good for your back pocket, which has a grid spreadsheet of all of the panels that are going on, what time and what room they're in.
You know, it looks like this.
Yeah, this. Can you hear it? This is what it sounds like.
It was stupid.
You do something. No. But in addition to that, they also give you a magazine-sized book of all the panels with more specific details on them. I don't know what it... Maybe it's just I am getting dumb and I'm just not reading through that anymore. But they had a panel here listed salary manga. And my initial thought was like, is this manga that's only about salary men? This is going to be amazing. When it turns out it's actually referring to seinen manga. And I was like, oh... That's not as cool, even though seinen is my favorite genre of manga.
But it was okay, because Gogo 13 was in the panel, so... Yes. So, boom! Everything was better.
It was all about manga that older, mostly male demographic in Japan reads, which basically means it can be about anything. Yeah, this was run by a lot of the people who run a SeishinCon, good bunch of people. They know their stuff. They're smarter than me. But no. Got to tell people about things like, Bartender, which I'm a big fan of, in addition to a lot of the ridiculous Mahjong manga that are out there.
Yes. Moe Hitler.
Moe Hitler.
That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
Type it into Google, make sure the save search is off.
Yeah.
That's how you get the best results.
That's very important.
Don't do that.
Yeah. I mean, I felt really bad because I ended up missing a couple things like the Art of Fan Service and whatnot, but other than that, that was about it. After that, you guys, I'm pretty sure you actually already left.
Yeah, I was gone.
You were gone, and you left. It was just me and another friend, Dylan of mine.
Right.
Because I said, you know what? I've been meaning to go to Dave Merrill's Anime Hell for years. And I said, screw it. We have time left. Let's go check that out. And he was, as he put it, he was walking down memory lane and showing a lot of the older clips he tended to. Like, anime clip where some girl gets hit by a truck and things like that.
Ah, yes.
Or,
heartwarming scenes.
Yeah, like when, what is it? When Fred. There's some old Fred Flintstone cartoons of them smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, because Marlboro sponsored Flintstones.
Good stuff like that, and then he showed a bunch of really weird new stuff as well.
Hey, Barney, give me a light.
No, after that, ended up getting invited to a party of Carl Horn's. That was cool. Those guys really like French New Wave movies. That's what I learned that night. Also got to meet Paul Chapman, who is a pretty cool guy, and a friend of the friend... No, friend of the show, the friends, Veef. Yeah, he knows Veef more than I do.
Mm.
Nah, he's a cool guy. He's always wearing a suit and tie, I think.
That's how you do it.
Mm-hmm. And eventually we got back. By the time we got back, everyone was already passed out, even though it was only
you
like
didn't
one.
Get back, like, was it two, wasn't it?
Let's see. Anime Hell ended at midnight. We were there for about an hour. So we got there about 1:30.
Okay.
Which was really funny, because I was assuming everyone would be drinking by that point, but I guess not.
Nah, man. We were dead.
Yeah. We're going to get back to that whole being dead thing later. It was really weird, because Thursday was so exhausting that I thought Friday was Saturday, and Saturday felt like Sunday to me. Especially when it started, I was like, has it seriously been 3 days? Is this con over already? Oh, wait, we have one more day. And that's how that convention kind of went for me at times.
Mm.
No, I got there pretty bright and early, just because there were a couple things I wanted to do, in addition to also checking out my, I also had to get ready for my other panel as well.
Right.
I went ahead and checked out, Tim Eldred's Anime Treasure Chest, which was it's kind of like the equivalent of what Dave Merrill does, kind of, where Dave shows a bunch of classic anime. Tim Eldred just dives into the abyss and pulls out stuff that none of us have ever heard of. I was skimming back and forth between that and the Precure panel. Now, Andy, you went to that.
Oh, yes, I did.
Explain yourself.
Explain what?
Why did you go?
Because I love Precure.
No, no, what happened? Details, man, details.
I gotta give you the deets, I see.
Yes.
In this panel, I forgot who ran it.
Some Asian guy.
That'll do. He went into detail what Precure is, the series that exists to date, and what its deal is. Basically describing everything I just said. Really on the emphasis of show for girls, and it's metal.
Mm-hmm.
It is insane and metal. That's really the only adjective used for that show, is metal.
I was hopping between Tim Eldred's panel and the Precure panel back and forth, but he got done really fast.
Yeah, wait, it was slotted for an hour block, was it?
Yeah.
He finished about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
He said it went longer when he practiced it, which I know that.
And it was just like, he practiced, that's the weird part if you ask me.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't practice. No, but
toys and stuff!
Yay!
Pretty much. Well, because he got finished, I ended up going, because that was in the same panel room as my SD Gundam panel, which was the other panel I did this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So I got plenty of time to set up and do all that good stuff. This panel was a lot more video-based. I had a whole list of all the different clips I was going to show. I was really mad, because I meant to put the first SD Gundam animation Mark 1 on there. Ended up forgetting somehow. But that's okay, because I had plenty of more stupid clips to make up for this.
Oh, yeah.
You guys were in there, right?
Yeah, we were.
Thoughts?
It went really well. I was really surprised at how warmly everyone in there accepted everything you were saying.
Yeah. I was expecting people to yell at me.
I was expecting pitchforks and fire when you said anything that was like, hey, SD Gundam Force is pretty good. I expected a riot.
The thing is, it's like, usually when you have a Gundam panel, you have the obligatory insane Gundam people show up. And the thing is, we only had one of them in there. Usually, they're kind of like a posse,
mm-hmm.
and they roll in and they're like, "Hey, man, we're all insane." But only one of them was there, and it was the sane one. Such that things went pretty well. It was actually mostly, I was surprised by how few. It seemed more like a general anime fandom group than specifically a Gundam fandom group. I found
right
because I've seen a lot of hardcore Gundam people like just poop on SD Gundam because they're
mm-hmm,
stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is very true.
I showed a lot of stupid clips because that's all SD Gundam is good for.
Mm-hmm. Like Mikey Races.
Yes.
Oh.
It's terrible because I'm actually thinking about doing a panel next year, another one on SD Gundam, just showing as many clips out of context as possible. Because there's plenty of good stuff, like
that'd be
Double
bumpy.
Zeta Gundam yelling at girls to take their clothes off. I have so much gold to still work with, let me tell you.
I'd go to it.
Mm-hmm. That was the last thing that I did pretty much for most of the afternoon, because I had some personal affairs to deal with on Saturday until later that night. So you guys have to fill this block and give us your stories.
What else was there?
I'll talk.
Okay.
So, Saturday was the day that me and one of my friends decided to cosplay as Lupin the Third and Jigen. And because of that, we all decided to hit up the Lupin the Third panel, which was called Steal All the Things, 40 Years of Lupin the Third. And I was actually surprised at how few of the people were actually cosplayed as the characters.
I saw about 6 or 7 Lupins, though. But it was only Lupin. Like, I saw maybe one other Jigen.
Yeah, I saw, and that I didn't even see any Jigens on Saturday.
Yeah.
I saw one Inspector Zenigata, but, and like two Fujikos.
I didn't see the Inspector, I'm sad.
She was awesome.
Aw. So you couldn't have a cigarette. So you had, instead, you got yourself some dum-dums.
I had pockets full of dum-dums the entire day, since I didn't want to walk around with a cigarette in my mouth all day, because that would be really gross.
Just a little bit.
How many dum-dums did you have by the end of the day?
I don't want to think about it. By the end of the day...
I'm asking you to think about it. Think. Think for our fans.
It was more than a couple.
It was more than I had any right to ever have. It got to the point where I would, like, try to run hot water on the dum-dums to get them down to the point where I could just stick the stick in my mouth.
Did you ever consider just leaving the stick in your mouth?
I did. I did that. It got to the point where there were sometimes I was walking around with a stick that was only about an inch long because it had just been dissolving in my mouth.
You know, you could have just left the dum-dum in your mouth with the wrapper on, and then it would never have dissolved.
You know what?
Next year. Next year.
Hindsight.
Yep. Oh, man. And then I could have given it to someone. It would have been hilarious.
Ew.
It would have been probably James.
If you're a real man.
I felt really bad speaking of dum-dums real quick. I was planning on throwing all of the leftover dum-dums at everyone in the SD Gundam panel, and then by the time I remembered, the room was empty. I felt really bad, because I wanted to pelt people with candy like Dave Merrill
does. You just throw them on the floor anyways, and the next people that come in are saying, what the heck happened here?
No, I'm not going to be that. No. We don't do that game.
Immediately after that panel, we had the Kamen Rider panel was there. Right. 40 Years of Henshin.
That was kind of a train wreck, but it was interesting.
I don't say it was a train wreck.
Then again, the panel wasn't, I'm going to talk about this quantified things. It was, hey guys, let's just talk about it.
Was it more open? Was it more of a roundtable discussion sort of thing?
It was supposed to be more of an open roundtable discussion, but I've discovered that other Kamen Rider fans are evil. And are usually dumb. Even though I've just alienated most of our audience just here. It's none of you guys, I swear. I love every one of you out there.
Except for you.
Yeah.
You know what you did.
You know who you are. But anyway, there were some... I guess the only polite way to say it was they were hecklers, I guess. Constantly just shouting out things whenever the panelists said something that they didn't particularly agree with. Mm-hmm. And
we didn't get through a lot in that panel.
No, he pretty much just went.
Here's all the writers. Here's some random questions. And that one jerk in the back.
I don't remember the jerk in the back.
Oh, you're lucky.
Explain.
Okay, there was this kid. He had the persnickety. What's the word I'm looking for? Entitled guffaw talk going on, where he just felt like he knew everything. And wanted to make it a point that he was better than you because he did. And it was disgusting. I wanted to I wanted to harm him bodily. Let's just say that.
You wanted to grab him and shake him really hard?
Yes.
I want to do that to people sometimes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, let's move on from that.
4 o'clock, what is a Sephiroth? I wanted to run in there and say, not a good villain like Kefka. Anyway.
He's told that joke like 15 times now.
16.
I am sick of hearing it. And other than that, there was another big old gap of time. I was really mad I missed this one. The Kokusaiga Power Hour.
Right.
Explain.
You like robots nobody else knows about? We're going to learn about it for an hour.
Yeah. It's like, again, this, from what I heard, it was a panel run by freaking Dave Merrill again.
Yep.
And also some of the Seishinkan people as well.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did we? I don't know if I got in there right on time. Was that during something else? I think Dylan and I were trying to go to something.
So, unless you really like Toho, I don't think so.
Oh, that's right. Dylan and I wanted to go to the Japanese horror industry. However, before that panel started, the room was jam-packed. And they weren't letting anybody else in.
Really?
And so we waited a little bit for that one to start, but then we ended up going to the Kokuseiji Power Hour.
Kokuseiji Sumpita?
Yeah, that one.
Right.
Super dabble.
We missed about the first 10 minutes of that one, I think. And it was...
You only got the power 50 minutes.
Right. It was allotted for 2 hours and only ran for about 40 or 50 minutes to begin with.
Really?
They blazed through that.
Oh, that's a bummer.
They took questions, though, which was good.
That's good, because those guys can answer questions forever, pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
Other than that, I got back around 8. Yeah, that would actually make sense why I saw you at 8 or so.
Mm-hmm.
I had to drive some people back to the apartment, and after that, I also had to eat dinner with a couple of friends as well. But after that, it was party time!
Yeah, it was.
Because I had a lot of friends to catch up with, including Dave Merrill, amongst others. No, it was a lot of... We did a lot of party hopping that night.
You want to deliver the rice wine.
Yeah, I made it a point to bring some rice wine to a couple of friends of mine as a token of friendship and all that good hullabaloo.
I sure to go to that after party and stand.
You sat eventually. Yeah. It took you a couple hours, but you sat down.
It's about 12 minutes.
I sure did go back to the apartment and watch Doctor Who.
You left at like 8.
You left at like 5, didn't you?
Yeah, it was
right
not
after
eight.
The Alupin one. Was. No, it was after the Kamen Rider.
It was after the Kamen Rider panel.
Yeah,
I was really tired.
Mm-hmm. I ended up missing everything I was planning on doing the rest of that night between that panel of Doom and Manime and all that good stuff.
Panel of Dune.
Doom.
There's a Dune panel. There was a Dune panel.
I really
panel.
Hope there's not a panel on Dune.
That panel controls all the spice.
Move.
How many people out there get that joke?
And how many other people have just had face palms?
Moving on.
Half of the people that got the joke.
Yeah. Anyway, so, yeah. Lots of debauchery and consumption of alcohol was had Saturday night.
Saturday was a good, long, solid day.
Oh, I did go bed till about 5.
Mm-hmm.
And this brings up an interesting culmination fact. Thursday night, Friday, and Saturday night, I only got about 7 hours of sleep. Between that and the copious amounts of alcohol in my system, I was dead Saturday. Like, oof. You saw me Saturday morning, right?
No, Sunday morning.
I meant Sunday morning. That's how dead I am.
Yeah.
I'm still...
That's how dead he was then.
I'm still recovering.
4-day weekend.
I was basically a zombie for the majority of the day, so...
Until what?
Well, that's the thing, is like, I'm building to them, building to
okay,
them.
Okay, good.
We got there at about 11, and we kind of diverged, because you went to the Space Battleship Yamato panel, which we'll talk about in
and
a second.
It was so cold in there.
Oh yeah, the Kennesaw, the Kennesaw room?
Yeah.
I hate that room. Like, it's an awesome room, because they do a lot of good panels in there, and there's a lot of room, but they have the temperature set low in that room ridiculously.
It's at least 55 degrees in there.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't put it past it.
Because
our room is supposed to be filled with people like it is, when they do all the hentai stuff on Saturday night?
It's where all the industry panels are as well.
Yeah, and they jam-pack that room, so it's got to be cold. But they don't take that consideration when you got about 12 people going to the Space Battleship.
It's also Sunday morning.
Right.
And that is when panels are dead the most.
Yeah.
Because everyone is either hungover or they're trying to check out. Sometimes both.
Ooh.
And so, people usually don't have time to go to those panels, but me, I just kind of forgot about it because my brain was dead. There was a point where I just had to kind of sit down in the hall, so I was just sitting down next to my buddy. And for about 10 minutes, I was just sitting there, just like, not moving, just kind of staring dead-eyed into the distant horizon. At which point, I tell my friend, I need to go to the bathroom. I take 5 minutes, slowly but surely struggling, supporting my body with, like, the floor and the wall against me, making my way up. It took me 5 minutes to stand up alone, because I was so exhausted. And then I went and did my business in the bathroom and came back. And it was just occurring to me, I was like, I'm not going to make it through this day at all.
Mm-mm.
And so, eventually I'm making my way to the Yamato panel, actually, that's what was happening.
Oh.
And as we're going through the hallway, this lady has a sign, she says, hey, you should donate blood. I'm like, I think I've had too much alcohol to donate blood. She's like, oh, that's not a factor. I'm like, well, crap, I have no excuse now. And so I went ahead and did that, which ended up taking a lot longer than I thought it would. It took like an hour to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But by the time I did it, holy crap, I felt amazing. I don't know if giving blood helps you circulate blood through your body faster and oxygenate you, but I was glowing by the end of that. And they also gave me Nutter Butters, which are amazing.
That's probably what did it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just Nutter Butters.
No, I felt completely re-energized and set to finish off the rest of the day.
Yeah, I was like, from seeing you when we all woke up that morning till after the Yamato panel, it's just like two different people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It was pretty ridiculous. Not in a bad way. Now that we have my anecdote out of the way, why don't you tell us more about the Space Battleship Yamato panel?
It was cold in there. Other than that, Tim Mildred ran that one, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Right. And this man, as I have seen for the past couple of years, and as Michael has told me, is insane on Yamato.
He
is the biggest Yamato fan I know.
Yeah. I don't think he knows anything more about anything else than that. That is the peak.
Maybe Votoms. Really likes Votoms.
Well, that panel included his trips to Japan over the last year, talking to the creators of Yamato, the art directors, some of the voice actors, going to specific Yamato cons over there, and learning all he could about what was going on that year. Soundtracks coming out, like all the original soundtracks in the show are finally coming out on CD, and stuff also that's never been heard before, like the Disco Special Yamato soundtrack.
Oh,
I kind of want to listen to it, if not only for the cover art.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to the cover art, right?
Oh yeah.
He was telling us about the newest Yamato series that was coming out,
2199,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And how amazingly well that's doing in Japan, which is very healthy to see.
Oh yeah. On that note, it's actually interesting, because last year, Tim Eldred, on Saturday night at one of the parties, he actually had some of the production sketches for 2199 on him. The
yeah.
actual production sketches.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, you, sir, are a monster. I'm glad you are not using your powers for evil.
Yeah, that's a very that's good thing. Thought. But it was just a whole bunch of interesting news and nice things to see happening for this mm-hmm. series.
Now, after that, Josh, you helped me with an adventure, one that I could not do alone, also one that I could not do where I actually paid money for it. Do you remember that at all, or no?
Was that the Maid Cafe?
Yes, that was the adventure, because that is the Dark Spectre.
And the that enemy, is the Dark Spectre.
That's the enemy. That's the Moe enemy.
Moe enemy. It's
like, so, I have to be honest, a friend of mine, who I usually make it a point to venture all off to AWA every year with, he's been trying to get me to go to these freaking maid cafes every single year, literally for about the last 5 years. And he finally broke me because he said, okay, I'll pay for it. I'm like, all right.
I lose nothing but a little bit of sanity, I'm in.
This was your first time going to a maid cafe too, right?
Yes, it was.
Hey, what'd you think?
It sure was a cafe with maids.
Succinct and to the point. This is why we love Josh.
Yeah. they gave us... for the price we paid, they gave us an offering of some coffee, tea, and that's all I remember.
It was a...
Cocoa. They had cocoa.
Yeah, I had hot cocoa and some sort of cakey thing. Torte or something.
You had an espresso torte, which was freaking delicious.
Mm,
it was like chewing on a melted hockey puck.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. Oh, yeah. Except it tasted like
espresso.
Delicious.
Espresso and dark chocolate. It was quite delicious. And other than that, we played apples to apples with our maid, and
I should have won.
Yeah, Jace whooped all of us, which was not fair because I should have won some of those. Seriously, but
was your maid the judge or did it rotate?
No,
no
she
it
played
rotates.
With us.
Okay.
Have you not played Apples to Apples?
I have, but I'm pretty sure you can designate one judge.
Yeah, that'd be dumb.
Yeah, that would be... Yeah. No one would want that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Hmm. But that took up a little bit of time. That took about an hour or so. And so we had our final chance for about an hour to venture into the dealer's room and make our final purchases.
And I bought so much on that day.
Yes. We'll get into that in a little bit. And the last two things we did for the weekend was... Here's your last one. Dave Merrill's Osamu Tezuka panel.
That was a good panel.
Yes, it was.
That was one of those panels where... Man, you guys just know too much. That's what I think when I go to those panels. Not in a bad way, but it's just like, man, my brain would explode if this happened.
Yeah.
But, no, he went over a lot of the various works that Tezuka's done. Mm-hmm. Lots of really good stuff. Like, Tezuka's one of those guys where it's like, he does so much work that I forget what he does.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty easy to, because the dude's output on work was unhealthy. Literally. That's the way I look at it. But, what'd you guys think of that panel?
I learned a lot of stuff I didn't know beforehand.
It was really well done. It was nice to see a lot of... I don't know. Yeah, it sounds weird saying it was nice to see a lot of love given to Osamu Tezuka, but, I mean, it's just like, everyone loves him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, modern anime fans often forget, you know...
Well, it's not that they forget, they just don't know about Tezuka, I think, is the main thing.
Yeah.
Which is, it's a sad thing.
They know Astro Boy, but even when I knew who Astro Boy was, I didn't know who made it, or the impact of that until the year before last year.
I think it's a bit of a shame that Helen McCarthy was not able to make it to AWA this year, because I think she's like one of the number one experts on Tezuka in the world.
That's gotta feel nice to be.
She has books on Tezuka.
Yeah. And Dave Merrill was quoting from them.
She's smart. She's very smart.
That would definitely make me... going to that panel definitely made me want to learn more about Tezuka and see what he's done and watch a lot more of the things that he's done.
You need to read Ode to Kirihito. I'll let you borrow that. It's in my room.
I still haven't finished those Transformers comics yet.
Oh, Tezuka's
dude,
more
it's more important.
I know it's more important. I was like, I've got so much stuff to read now!
The panel, it was originally an hour and a half long panel, but they just kind of kept going for a couple, about 10-15 more minutes, which made me feel really bad because the last panel that we went to was a Fandom as an Adult, which was again run by the SeishinCon guys, Drew and Richard, and the other guy whose name I never remember. I want to say it's Mark, but I'm probably wrong there. But we snuck in there for a little bit, and it was just people yelling and telling stories about cons and why people were jerks, so I enjoyed it. As short as it was, but...
We get the old jaded hatred aspect of the older fans.
No. It was good, though. It was good. And that was about it for us at Anime Week in Atlanta 2012 this year.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, what did you guys think of this year's show?
It was pretty good. I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. I kind of felt there wasn't as much to do last year, possibly to a degree, and I felt that the overall impact of it... on me was less than... That's only because the last year was my very first time...
Last year or this year? Because you said last year's was less.
Did I? I meant to say this year. I'm terrible, sorry. Yeah, this year's impact was a little bit less because my very first con, my very first AWA was last year. There's just seeing that, just wide-eyed awe. Mm-hmm. Just, I can't believe I've been missing all of this. This is as bad as I thought it was going to be. And just it was amazing. This year, I knew what to expect... And so it wasn't as mind-blowing as last year. I still had a fun time.
Mm-hmm. I was a lot less busy this year, even despite being a panelist and whatnot.
Yeah.
Usually with these, I take the little schedule they give us, and it's usually smothered in orange highlighter. This year was actually pretty light, all things considered, which I didn't mind, because it meant I had a good chance to try and track down some people I hadn't seen in a while.
Right.
This ended up being a much more social convention than what I'm used to. Which I didn't mind, because I ended up making some pretty good friends over the course of the weekend.
Like Spider Jerusalem.
Yes.
That guy was awesome.
We gotta put that just splash right there.
Yeah.
Zoom in on that face just slowly.
Jason Faust is my bro.
And a perfect
like
Spider Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And other than that, why don't we talk about some of the stuff we got, guys? Which one do you want us to go first?
I have the shortest list.
Alright, go.
Alright, go.
And the most unadult one, too. I went into the deals room looking for three things. Pretty Cure stuff, Go Buster stuff, and Tiger and Bunny stuff. With a smattering of Big O stuff, but that never happened, so I didn't put that on the list. Go Buster stuff, it was nice to see a lot of it there, but it was way too expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, most of the stuff that Toku... table, but...
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they're selling it. If you buy it, it's your fault. I mean, that's how... Never mind. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then, there was some Tiger and Bunny stuff, but not a lot of what I was looking for. There was the chibi stuff, the solid stuff, but mm-hmm. I just didn't get interested. I just couldn't bring myself to buy it. But then there was the Pretty Cure stuff, which is my deal. I was looking for the plush of Cure Monitor. I don't think it was out yet. From the newest show, Smile Pretty Cure. I instead got half-age Cure Blossom figure. Half-age Dark Pretty Cure figure. Now, Cure March, solid figure, and a Splash Star lunchbox, 10, and it was glorious.
It's a pretty boss lunchbox, I'm not gonna lie. It's pretty frickin' pimpin'. It's metallic.
It's a metallic burnt orange with metal flake in the paint. Mm-hmm. And it came with stickers, which I will probably never be able to put on anything out of the fear of never being able to take them off again.
He doesn't understand how stickers work.
I'll put it on my permanent computer case, mm-hmm. maybe.
Yeah, was that about it for you?
That was it, yeah.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, what about you, Josh?
Well, as far as videos, I picked up a couple of DVDs. I picked up Lupin the Third, The Castle of Cagliostro, which is one of my favorite movies of all time, and so I saw it there, and I was like, eh.
That movie seems like it would be a riot.
I can't believe you haven't seen that one yet. We're going to have to do that at some point.
Absolutely. It's a good movie.
I also got Karate Robo Zaborger.
Zaborger!
I don't know if you saw a picture, but people... Apparently, Discotech managed to sneak that one into Walmart and things.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Like someone found it at Walmart.
That is
on
weird.
On Twitter, so...
It was kind of like how one of our other friends, Marsh, he found Rebel Tex at like a Dollar General once.
I never heard that, actually.
Yeah, that's what he himself or one of his friend found that Black Ox.
I thought I got that one on eBay.
Getting distracted.
Yeah. Yes. Stop getting distracted,
keep listing
Andy.
Things.
Okay, I also got the Fire Wizard Ring from Kamen Rider Wizard. Picked that up, and I had to get a ring extension because it was made for, like, a 5-year-old Asian child, and
which is like a 2-year-old American child.
Not even that. So I had to get the biggest ring extension they could, and it still doesn't really fit that well. It's still kind of tight, but...
Mm-hmm. What can you do?
It's pretty awesome. I also got an awesome Kill Me Baby pillow.
Yeah, you did.
What kind of pillow?
It was just a normal pillow.
I don't think it's a normal pillow.
It's just like a normal hug pillow kind of thing.
It's totally a body pillow.
It's not a body
pillow.
It's not big enough to be a body pillow.
It's like a half body pillow.
Yeah, well, it's like a torso. They're middle score, so there's technically... okay.
It's a thorax
pillow. I have to cut in here. This is not one of those creepy, weird body pillows.
No.
It's just a body pillow that has a picture of them on it, and they're holding a gun and a banana.
No,
so.
it was an eggplant and a banana.
Yeah, an
okay.
eggplant
there
and a banana.
No,
okay, so no guns at all. Alright, so this is completely kosher.
Yeah.
If you haven't watched Kill Me Baby, do it right now, by the way.
Do it.
That show was amazing. That was why I had to have that pillow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Was that about it?
Yeah, this is it.
Okay. So you're telling me you didn't buy, like, $70 fig arts? No?
No, oh. I didn't. What are the odds?
Alright. Oh, well. It's my buying habits are pretty much the same as it always goes. I got a couple of art books. I bought some manga from Vertical Ink. I finally got around to picking up Peepo Chew. I actually didn't buy any DVDs at all, which I feel really bad about because I've been meaning to pick up Unico from Discotech for freaking ever now. Only real main things I got a high grade model kit of the Gundam H2 Dark Hound, which is the pirate Gundam, if you know it by that description. Along with that, I got the Chogokin Raka Seal for a decent price. And Tekken Bishoujo Elisa Boskanovich from Kotobukiya. And that, along with a couple of doujins and things like that, that was the majority of my haul. One thing really fun was one of the art books I got was a Queensblade one that Vertical was actually putting out, which I find really funny because the majority of stuff that they put out is Tezuka. And so I was like, what is this doing here? But they said if that sells well, they might actually bring over the actual RPG books. So I said, I'll buy it if it's that. Doesn't help that Vertical, whenever they have a table of manga, they discount their book prices. So, like,
oh.
I go to all of Peepo Chew, I think, for, like, $20 or $30 on each volume is usually $13.
Hmm.
I got all I got Moo last year for like $20 when it's usually $30. They are very good about making people want to buy their books, and I hate them for it, but I love them too. They gave me a really nice tote bag too.
Ah,
tote bags are nice.
Tote bags are very nice.
Mm-hmm.
I actually forgot one thing I got. It was that Team Fortress 2 medic T-shirt.
I actually remembered that, but I didn't want to say anything because then it sounded weird if I remembered and you didn't.
Right.
But yeah, that's a pretty boss shirt.
Yeah, let's go practice medicine.
Yeah, yeah.
Medic needs more love. No team needs 6 snipers.
No. 6 medics every time.
What are you talking about? Everyone needs to be a sniper. That's how you have a balanced team.
No, sniper rush.
No, you have two. You have 2 snipers. You have one with a Jurati, the other with the new SMG.
Ooh.
One going, then the other. Okay, we're talking about TF2.
TF2 applies with everything.
Yeah, clearly. TF2 does go with everything.
But nine. All things considered, another successful year at AWA. I'm not sure which website this is going to go on yet, CollectionDX or OCDX.
We're going to put them on both.
Yeah, let's just put them on both. That sounds like a plan.
So if you're hearing this, then you know exactly where we put it. So.
Exactly.
No.
you made the right decision, so it'll all be good. It'll be good. So, yeah, I think we're going to stop this now. So thanks for listening, guys. And, yeah.
And keep on keeping on.
And also other stuff.
Okay, you can stop now.